so long to see. So I'll just break down and confess that my life would be a mess. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. It's like a double blessing.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Oh God, our Father, we thank you for the prayers that have been prayed. We thank you for the instruments that have been played. We thank you for the voices that have been lifted up in praise. Now as we stand before you and your children, speak to me and through me that your word will go forth. As we celebrate together for the last time of this year, and oh God, if it be your will, the first Sunday in 2021, we will come together again and just say, Lord, thank you. Father, we know you can, and we know you will. It is our prayer in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray, amen. again to the triune Godhead, these preachers that are here with me. I just feel good this morning. But here we are congregating the last Sunday in 2020. This have been a rough year. I say this have been a rough year. But it wasn't too rough that God couldn't handle. There have been some ups and downs. There have been some setbacks and backsets. But God is still on the throne. And one thing I love about where God sits, can't no Republican or Democrat vote him out. He's forever in that position on the throne. We're just glad. So glad to see Yolanda and Brother Delvin. God bless you. Tell me, God is not able. Stay strong, my brother. Proud of you. Y'all keep him in prayer. The book of Galatians, chapter 4. It's my last sermon this year, so let me take my time. Saints played the other day, so no hurry. And won. Brother Teddy, bless you. Still praying that y'all get a name. Laughter is good for you. Laughter is good for you. Galatians chapter 4, commencing at verse 8. How be it then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days, months, and times, and years. But I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. I want to talk on this thought. God's been too good to turn back now. God's been too good to turn back now. As we look at this text that is before us, it is the Apostle Paul, the preacher of the gospel. And in this text, he is preaching to the inhabitants of a region called Galatia. Paul, a zealous apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul, a former Pharisee. Paul, a man with a perplexing past. Paul, a man who persecuted God's church beyond measure. Paul, a man whose dearest aspiration was to annihilate the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But this same Paul, on his way to Damascus, on the Damascus Road, encountered the man that he was persecuting, knocked him off his beast, and a light shined about to it blind him. And he said, "Who art thou?" He said, "I am Jesus Christ, whom you persecute." Boy, don't you know it is hard for you to kick against the pricks? In other words, you wasting your time if you think you're going to get victory over me. Changed his life, and Paul began to preach that same Christ that he was once persecuting. persecuting. And here, the Galatians, they were a people with a past. And it took an apostle with a past to relate to them. Because Paul knew, my brothers and sisters, this morning, how it felt to be in bondage. He understood their struggle. He experienced the inability of the law. He knew that the law was weak and beggarly. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Paul knew what it was to do wrong after you met Christ. Y'all didn't get that. We say what we did before we met him. But you haven't done all righteousness after you met him either. Paul said, "I am a wretched man, but yet God has allowed me to preach his gospel." And here he preaches to the hearts and the minds of the Galatians. They were baptized in Christ and they became one in Christ. They became recipients of the Spirit of God. They were no longer slaves. They were sons. And now Paul is urging them, after all that God had done for you, after all God has put up with you, he could have annihilated you, but he allowed the gospel to come in your direction. He gave you an opportunity to receive his word, and the Spirit of God saved your soul. And now here you want to go back from what you've been freed from? I wish I can talk to somebody right now. God has been too good to you. He has brought you through too many seen and unseen dangers to allow something to bring you back from what he's delivered you from. I don't care how much hell is going on around me. I don't care how much trouble is in my way. I don't care how many people scandalize my name. I'm going to press on toward the mark of the prize, because God's been too good for me to turn back now. Here it is, the last Sunday in 2021. Somebody ought to be thanking God. Yeah, we endured a pandemic. Yeah, we endured injustice by racial police officers. Yes, we endured hunger. Yes, we have endured death. But yet, through it all, I can still stand here on this last Sunday in 2021 and declare with strength that God is still good. They have accepted Christ and they were baptized. But yet, things begin to digress when messengers came after Paul and attempted to overthrow everything that Paul had done through the preaching of the gospel. They were willing to go back to the same elements that they had been delivered from. These legalistic taskmasters were called Judaizers. Judaizers were Christian Jews attempting to impose their religious customs and traditions on other folk. And so all that Paul had done through the power of God to preach the gospel, to transform lives in Galatia, Judaizers come behind him and tries to undo everything Paul had done. Sounds like Trump, doesn't it? All that God used Obama to do, he came behind him and tried to undo everything. But he was unsuccessful. Y'all missing your praise. You watch this. Everything Christ has done in your life, Satan wants to come behind him and try to undo everything. You remember when you used to praise God without, you didn't care who looked at you. You didn't make no difference who was in church. But now you didn't got a little sedated now. And you may have a co-worker show up and you don't want to act a fool like they used to say in the old days and create racket, because they might go back
But look, baby, God been too good to me. Matter of fact, if you want to really take a picture of me, videotape me, show it to everybody, it don't matter to me, because you wasn't there when he saved my soul. You wasn't there when he fed me when I was hungry. You wasn't there when I was locked up and he still visited me. You wasn't there when I was on my bed of affliction. He told me everything's going to be all right. Anybody can testify and say wasn't nobody there but him. Trying to undo everything that Paul had done. And so as we get into this text and we'll go home, look at verse 8. He says, how be it then, when ye knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature were no God. In other words, Paul saying, when you didn't know God, God excused you because you didn't know better. But then he said, I can't let it end there. Look at verse 9. But now, after ye have known God, or rather known of God, how can you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? Let me paraphrase those two verses for you. Make it very simple. Paul is simply saying, when you didn't know God, God overlooked you. Because you didn't know no better. But once you have tasted the goodness of God, and watched in the text, not only that you know God, but God knows you now. And after all that God has done for you, and now you want to turn back? That's why I understand how people can quit the church. Before you came to the church, before you even joined the church, before you even accepted Christ, God still took care of you. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. When you didn't pray, but others prayed for you, God still took care of you. Now you accepted Christ, you have joined the church, and now somebody done hurt your little feelings, and you gonna walk away from God now. The text is saying, once you have known God, how in the world can you walk away from a God that's been better to you than you've been to yourself? Write this down. Number one, I can't turn back because I've been freed from a paganistic past. They say in the text that they served other gods, which by nature wasn't no God. Buddha, man made him. I don't serve something man made. I serve a God who made man. See, Buddha, the statue, is stuck in the ground. Buddha can't come where you are. You got to go where he is. But I don't serve a God who's stuck in the ground. I serve the one who got up from the ground. And his name is Jesus Christ. And see, one thing I love about him, he'll come right where you are. I wish I had somebody to testify. These Galatians have been liberated from a paganistic past. Formerly, they did not know God. They were in darkness of theological and spiritual things, but the word of God enlightened their understandings. And now Paul urges them, he pleads with them, he begs them not to turn back now. You've been freed from the bondage of sin. You've been freed from the grip of Satan. You've been freed from the power of the flesh. And why is it that you want to be shackled again by the elements of this world? Paul says, why you want to be imprisoned by the bars of unbelief? Why you want to be locked up in loose living? Why you want to be captives in corruption? Caged in condemnation, incarcerated in adultery. Paul says, you have a chance to move forward, but you want to worship idols, which is idolatry, serve gods, and by nature, which are not gods, who haven't done nothing for you before you met Christ and won't do nothing for you after you met Christ. But the one who put up with you. Watch it. Watch this. How many have praised God because he blessed you? Come on. How many have praised God because he answered your prayer? How many have praised God because he healed your body? Come on now. This is the last Sunday. Get it on out. How many have praised God because he brought you through things that you thought you wouldn't make it through? Now, here's the real praise. How many have praised God simply because he put up with you? See, too many people won't clap on that. Because for me to praise God and to publicly praise him because he put up with me, that means I'm testifying I did something wrong. Now, let me ask the question again. Now, for you super saved saints, it may not apply to you. But I want to talk to the ones that have been in the same boat I've been in. Slipped up, messed up, backslid, did things that you know God wouldn't smile about. But yet, in 2020, you're not in the ground. He still put up with you. Freed from a paganistic past. You don't have to worship gods that are not gods. And let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, you have to be careful because God is a jealous God. You should be at church, but you're at the car wash, washing your car. Now, let me say this, and I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way. There are people during this pandemic really needs to stay home because they have underlying conditions. They cannot afford to get COVID-19. They cannot afford to get this disease because not only would it take them out, but it would take their family out. But then let me talk to the other group. Somebody told me one time, Brother West, y'all hear me good. I asked him, I said, baby, we've been having church. I know it was a pandemic, but I would love to see you one Sunday. And they say, Reb, it's not safe yet. I said, but baby, we're in the middle of Walmart. Ain't nobody took your temperature when you walked in here. Ain't no social distancing in here. But when you walk in Mount Zion, you can't come in without a mask on. Every other pew, y'all don't get what I'm saying. We have to be very careful how we address the issue. Because if I don't feel safe nowhere, then I'm not going nowhere. But if I can go to Walmart, the casino, go out to eat at restaurants, you don't know if them people done wash their hands, you don't know if they got mad, and you sitting there just filling your belly. But when it comes to God's house, oh, it's too dangerous. When it has been dangerous to be around God. Freed from a paganistic past. But then watch this. Watch this. Verse 10, ye observe days, months, times, and years. Not only you shouldn't turn back because you've been freed from a paganistic past, but then you've been freed from following pathological practices. You see, what's wrong with the church now? Look what he says, you observe years, days, months, seasons. We have lost what the church really needs and what it stands for. When special times come, we are more focused on the special seasons. We want to do this time of year because this is what we normally do. And we observe these days more than we observe the true mission of the church. We have lost sight of what the church really is. Most of us come because we feel it's the right thing to do. Then, I don't understand it. Why would you put gas in your car, get up on a Sunday morning, on a cold day like this, put on clothes, get your hair all straight, come to the church, and sit down, and would do the same thing you do if you did when you'd have stayed home? Now, I didn't come here to do the same thing if I'd have stayed home. I done drove all the way across town, woke up early this morning, put on my little church attire, didn't come here to look at you, and hopefully you didn't come to look at me. I come here to say, Lord, you brought me through from January to December 2020, and I don't know if we're going to make it to 2021, but while I'm here, I'm going to say thank you, Lord, while I'm here. I'm not going to follow no pathological practice. I just want to say thank you. He said you observe days, refer to sabbatical days. You observe months, refer to the new moons. In new moon seasons, you refer to the years, which means the Passover, the Pentecost, the tabernacles, years of sabbatical jubilee. You observe all of these days, but you have lost the true meaning of what gathering is all about. Oh, yeah. New Year's is approaching, and so many of us are thinking about New Year, but yet don't allow the season to take away the spirit. Because when you think about the Spirit, it doesn't take a season to make me shout when I think of Christ. See, for some people, Thanksgiving comes once a year because you are following a pathological practice. You are dealing with seasons. But see, I've been freed from pathological practices. And so for me, Thanksgiving don't come once a year. Thanksgiving comes every morning. God wakes me up. I just want to say, Lord, thank you. Finally, then we're going to go home. Watch this. Verse 11, he says, Paul says, watch this. He says, if y'all do this, if y'all go back now, Paul said, Lord, I'm afraid for you. That's what he means, I'm afraid of you, not afraid of, he said, but I'm afraid for you. Lest that I bestowed upon them my labor is in vain. He said, finally, I have fear that you would have a problematic future. Paul says, in a moment of expression frustration, Paul pours out his agony over the Galatians. He said, I'm scared for you that if you turn back now, God won't be as patient as he was before. He said, I'm scared for y'all. If you walk around and walk away from God, he might not spare you like he did before. Paul said, my concern for you is strong because I love you. And I fear that if you walk away from God now, you won't be spared of what's coming next. And my brothers and sisters, how can we turn back now after we have known God? How can we turn back from the grace of Christ to the garbage of corruption? How can we turn back from the power of Christ to the pity of condemnation? How can we turn from the prince of peace to the prince of chaos? How can we turn from the light of the world to the darkness of Satan? How can we turn from the Lord of glory to the law of gloom? How can we turn from the truth, the way, and the life, and turn to lost error and death. How can we turn from the Lamb of God?